Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, only I'm not in New York right now. I'm in Florida, broadcasting from the condo with hopefully not too sketchy of cell phone service because it is a cell phone broadcast. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. This is an early show because tonight we'll be celebrating Christmas Eve with the fam, with my dad and my stepmother, Peggy, and my Aunt Kay and my cousin Susan and some people from the assisted living place where everybody hangs out. So as I'm going to be eating lasagna and all sorts of other delicious treats later, thought I'd do the show early today and hopefully get a good transmission with my three bars. We're working on the three bars, so hopefully it's going to work and get the show out to you early so you can all go and spend Christmas Eve wherever you spend it. And if you don't spend Christmas Eve, you know, you get the show early anyway. So what we're going to do is talk about the weekly weather for the week ahead, 12/24, 2017. I just finished up, which should be coming out shortly, a column on the tax break that the Donald signed into law on 11/24. I got an email from my friend Ed, who's a client and a friend, and he said, you know, and I said, you know, Ed, there's going to be astrologers around the world watching him sign. Little did I know it would be me sitting here on a sunny morning watching Donald sign the tax bill. But he did sign he started the ceremony 11:05, which technically is, you know, kind of like walking down the aisle, you know. But he signed the bill. Whoops, sorry. It's my chin on the thing. He signed the bill at 11:24 in the White House. And, of course, you know, he violated the rules. The boys told him to sign it next year, the GOP boys, and he did it early because he has no impulse control. It's my alarm telling me the hot dogs are done, but they're already out of the oven. I made those little hot dogs, you know, in the little buns, the crescent rolls. Couldn't wait. So he signed it early, which, of course, means it goes into law next year, 2018. So we all have an idea of what's in it before the midterm elections in November, and they wanted him to sign it in January because those corporate tax cuts are permanent, right? And they, you know, corporations know what they're getting. But now we all get to find out what we're getting. So there's a lot of energy running around in the sky about letting us see things, and I do apologize. My phone is very noisy. It's making noises. And it occurred to me that might be part of the signal issue. So you're going to hear beeping and chirping and alarms ringing. Hopefully not anymore, but, you know, you'll never know. So anyway, he signed that bill. Got Venus at the top of the chart. I'm sending a column out on it. It will be posted on Facebook and on my website. But the net of it is the women are all out of bounds. Venus is out of bounds in Sag. Ceres is out of bounds on the North Node in the sixth house, which is the house of education and the public, and Pallas Athena and Uranus and Eris. Pallas Athena's out of bounds. So that's a lot of out-of-bounds energy, and out-of-bounds planets are wild and crazy, and they're in fire. So it's fiery women that are going to be wild and crazy about this bill. So it'll be interesting to see. And remember when the Patriot Act got passed, the librarians all came out against it, right? Not that all librarians are women, but it was a Sagittarian reaction. So this is Sag. Sag rules lawyers. Sag rules politicians. Sag rules teachers, education, rules immigrants. It's a big deal. So the out-of-bounds fiery grand trine in the first house to the 10th, and then next election day, Mars is Scorpio is going to be at the same degree that Jupiter was when this bill was signed. So Mars says we're going to take action, Jupiter, about the bill. And of course, the bill was signed with a square to the nodes of fate on the world axis, as was Saturn at the top of the chart on the world axis. So Donald, by violating what the GOP wanted, I mean, they could have signed that bill on Wednesday when they were all having that party at the White House. They didn't delay signing it because the pens were late. He just doesn't follow rules. So they said, no, don't sign it till next year. And he went, the hell with you people, I'm going to sign it. And he was giving away the pens to the reporters. Can't make this stuff up, I tell you. But clearly the man does not have an astrologer. And even if he did, the astrologer says bad aspects, he'd still do it anyway. So it'll be really interesting to see what this bill brings. And I anticipate quite a lot of fiery stuff about it. So forward we go for this week, which is the week of December 24th, Christmas. And as you notice, there's a lot of activity in the sky, a lot of action going on. And right now the moon is in Pisces and it's going to go void later today with a sextile to Pluto. And get your moon calendars out. I know I'm starting the moon part fast, but let's zip into it. We also have the sun is the moon on the 25th goes into Aries. At 7:27 at night. So the moon's going to be void all day Christmas, which is a nice thing. You know, I like nice void, of course, moons on holidays. So it's going to be void in Pisces, and it enters Aries at 7:27 p.m. These are Eastern times, just for your time zone. 7:27 p.m. on the evening of the 25th, Christmas. And then it's in Aries Tuesday, the 26th, and it's in Aries Wednesday, the 27th. Going void at 3:57 p.m. Then it's void Wednesday afternoon and early evening, entering into Taurus at 1:23 in the morning on Thursday morning. Then it's in Taurus, and the closing aspect for the Aries moon is a conjunction to Uranus. Now, moon Uranus can be good or bad. It's fiery, fiery things, you know. So if you like fire, great. If you don't like fire, great. It's a very passionate moon, and of course Uranus is the planet of excitement and breakups, breakthroughs, chaos, change, and all that kind of cool stuff. So you may come away from Christmas going, you know, I don't want to do that ever again. Or you may come away going, you know, I have a new way of looking at the world, moon Uranus. And remember, Uranus always wants to awaken us. Mercury just stopped on Saturday to turn direct. He was stopped on the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. He went direct at 8:51 p.m. Friday night. So he's like, you know, he's just moving really slow, but he wants us to see things. He wants us to understand. He's taking us back to January of 16 and what was going on then and what the promises were then. And then now, and to the extent that Donald did promise a large tax cut, in his campaign speeches, he kept that promise. He just didn't tell us who he was going to give it to. Anyway, it goes into Taurus. And if you detect a note of glee in my voice, there is a note of glee. The ascendant for this tax bill being signed is on the part of fatality. So hopefully not too many people die from it, but this fatality, this is a fatal error. You know how you make fatal errors? You just go the wrong way. This could be it. We're watching it right here. The sun goes into goes into Taurus Thursday, Friday. It's in Friday. It's also void all day Friday because void at 9 in the morning with a trine to Pluto. So Thursday and Friday, nice Taurus moon, exalted happiness, rah, rah, rah. And then we go into Gemini, void all day Friday. Remember, now it's void all day Friday. It's void all day Monday. And it's void Wednesday afternoon. A lot of void moons this week. We're going to have a lot of void moons in the next couple of months because Saturn just went into Capricorn. And he's in Capricorn for 3 years. Saturn is reality. So he's been in Sagittarius. So there's been a lot of hoo-has. He's been running around shouting this, shouting that. Now he's in Capricorn. Capricorn says, I'm the reality police. I'm the rock. It is what it is. You know, you don't really get to change rocks into other stuff. You know, they're rocks. I mean, eventually if they're carbon and they're pushed hard enough, they turn into a diamond. But by and large, the rocks in your backyard are the same rocks that were there 200, 300 years ago. Rocks are rocks. They don't move. So we're going into the sign of the rock. Capricorn in the sign of the rock, which then means, of course, all the planets are not ending. They're going to end sooner because the void moons happen when the last Ptolemaic aspect is made, Ptolemaic being the guy who discovered the aspects. wrote about them anyway. And so when the last one's made, the moon goes void. So we're going to have a lot of void moons. And void moons are really dreamy moons. They're invitations for us to dream a vision. And they're also generally, you know, you're encouraged not to initiate stuff on a void moon because it often, nothing comes of it. But it also is great for dreaming, you know, coming up with these great ideas. So we have another big, we have big void moons on Friday, on Monday, and then Wednesday afternoon. So then the moon goes into Gemini at 3:31 on the 30th, which is next Saturday, and it's in Gemini until 6:38 p.m. Then it goes void with a sextile to Uranus, moon in Gemini sextiling Uranus and fire. 30th and 31st are very creative. And then the 1st of January, the moon enters Cancer at 3:10 in the morning with a closing aspect of a square to Uranus. And that also is a full moon at 11 Cancer on the nodes of fate in my case. So I'm kind of looking for that for New Year's Day. And then the moon is in Cancer on Tuesday the 2nd, going void with a square to Uranus. We'll cover that again next week. But because it is the holidays, that makes Christmas be a little exciting. Or not Christmas, New Year's be a little exciting. Christmas be a little sad because it's a Pisces moon. And the period of time between the two, really good for organizing and getting your stuff in order now that Saturn's in reality, Capricorn, the sign. Also, I'm going to be hosting a webinar on Saturn in Capricorn on the 27th, or the 28th rather, the evening of the 28th, Thursday the 28th, on that Taurus moon. Tune in. It's available on my website, and it's going to be up on the newsletter that's coming out in a few minutes when I hang up the phone and hit the send button. So at any rate, what we're looking at with this week ahead is some really nice moons, initiating moons, and of course those big void moons on Friday and on Monday and Wednesday night. And just know you're gonna kind of go, wow, another void moon, because Saturn's in the early degrees, right? And then in, when Uranus gets there in May, we have a lot of them, but that's May. So forward we go. That's the big exciting news for that. Now, the week ahead, you know, everybody gets to have, you know, Christmas holidays with whatever their version is. And so the sun goes from 2 Capricorn to 10 Capricorn. And significant this week in his aspects are a biquintile, on the 30th to the north node of fate. So you want to watch who you meet on the 30th because they can be important. There's a whole energy around not wanting to be subservient on the 31st when the sun aspects Lilith. And he also has a little bit of an argument in the sky. So watch, you know, people not wanting to be bossed around this week with the sun. But by and large, the sun is kind of quiet, which is nice. He's, you know, it's Capricorn time. It's early Capricorn. It's, you know, we're still adjusting from whatever Christmas brings us. Then we go Mercury, of course. He stopped last week, and now he's going forward slowly at first, but he's retracing his steps. So he goes 17 Sag, most important in his aspects this week. On the 29th, he has a nice aspect to the nodes of fate. So that's a good day, but it also is when the moon is void. So even though we're having this aspect, you can also watch if you meet anybody on the 28th as it's approaching. And those people coming in on the 28th and the 29th are really important to your future. And Mercury also is having you see something in a new way. He's giving you a different way of looking at it than you have before. He also has a blindsiding from Lilith on the 29th. So there's a little part of him and a blindsiding from Jupiter, because Lilith and Jupiter are kind of hanging out together, talking to each other at least. And so Lilith, of course, always is, you know, you've got to take the patriarchal screed off of her. You know, she's the avenging, you know, she's the guy complaining about his ex-wife and what a bitch she is. But actually, she's just real clear what she wants and what she doesn't want. So it's a week where people are going to be clear and going, yes, I want this. No, I don't want that. Yes, I want this. No, I don't want that. And allowing that energy to happen is important. Venus is going from 29 Sag to 7 Cap, which means she's changing signs. On the 25th, on Christmas, she goes into Capricorn. And so she gets serious, and she kind of goes, okay, I'm a little more serious now. Now, at this point, we've got Venus off the world axis, off of the galactic center, and entering into solemn reality. Venus in Capricorn is not a bad placement. It's a serious Venus. She knows the value of a dollar, and she knows what she likes and what she doesn't like, and she's pretty precise on it. Right after that, she joins up with Saturn, okay, because he's, of course, at 0 degrees of Cap. And then she meets up with the Sun in a couple of days. So when she meets up with the Sun, which is not until next week, we have what's called a Venus star point, where we start a new 8-year money cycle around matters of a Capricorn nature, your Capricorn house. So in my case, it's the 11th house of work and astrology and money from my career. So we're looking at starting up some courses for the community. You know, 11th house is my community, my groups, in addition to, you know, we've been doing the monthly new moon webinars. So we have a lot of energy around that and kind of kicking up that forward motion energy. So you want to watch what comes in for you as she talks to Saturn, as she enters Capricorn, because she's getting serious. She's in a serious mood. And then right after she talks to Saturn, she's going to go talk to the Sun, not until next week. But when she does, they have a really interesting conversation around, well, what is important? And, of course, one of the things that Saturn rules is time. We become very aware of the lack of time or the need for more time or how much time we actually have to do things. And so Venus coming to Saturn says, be conscious of how much time you have and what you want to spend it on. Venus also is in a hard aspect to the nodes of fate on the 25th of December, where she's being asked to maybe make some shifts, and she's in a semi-square to Jupiter, suggesting that maybe she has overdone her commitments. She's made too many commitments, and she needs to figure out which ones she wants to keep and which ones she wants to let go of. She also has, now remember, this is Venus, so she's got a lot of stuff going on, right? She's sesquiquadrate to Ceres, which is a little stressful around, well, what actually am I nurturing and how is it growing, right? So I always watch, because I have an interesting configuration in my chart, that, you know, when stuff gets into Capricorn, there's usually some shifting going on in my environment. Well, I'm getting painted, obviously. But this year, for whatever reason, it was like the plants were dying, right? And I was kind of looking at some of the plants that have been around for a while, and they're kind of looking really, you know, and I thought, well, when's the last time I fertilized them? So this Venus in Capricorn has a reduction energy in her. She wants to reduce what you have to take care of. She wants you to really take care of the things that are important. But the stuff that's not so important, she's like, did you really need that anymore? And so you need to look and kind of think, not so much right now, it's Christmas, but like next week, you know, in that Aries Taurus new moon energy, or, you know, moon energy, as it's, the moon is going towards full. There's a full moon in January. As the moon continues to grow in the sky, you want to think about which things you want to keep. And now that Saturn has entered Capricorn, and now Venus, the Sun entered Capricorn, and now Venus entered Capricorn, on the 16th of January, there's a really big new moon with the Sun, Venus, Pluto, and, you know, Sun, Moon, Venus, and Pluto kind of initiating. So there's a lot of energy between now and the 16th of January about initiating new areas of your work and your karma, and you're going to really feel it this week as Venus starts getting serious about her stuff. She also has a nice aspect to the house and home energy, where she wants to kind of clear out stuff in the house December 31st. So for those of you who are housing works aficionados or places like that, watch for stuff. There's going to be a lot of people dumping stuff this week between Christmas and New Year's, going, I don't need that. I don't want that. I want to get rid of this. Kind of, it's a good week for throwing things away or recycling with the housing works people in your neighborhood or the Salvation Army. Mars this week goes from 9 Scorpio to 13 Scorpio. And he's not particularly aggressive. He's actually very sentimental. He's got a sesquiquadrate with Chiron on the 24th, which is, you know, one of the things they talk about with the holidays is everybody feeling a little sad or a little, you know, you just realize all the dead people. I mean, I do. We look at the, you know, we used to have a huge thing for Christmas, and now it's just three of us. Well, my aunt and uncle, my aunt and my cousin are coming too, but like all the elders are gone. You know, I'm an elder now. Like, how did that happen? I don't want to be an elder, but I am. You know, and you know, as we move and we migrate, the Mars sesquiquadrate Chiron makes you aware of the passage of time and how it's shifting and moving, how we're all shifting and moving forward. Then Mars trines Neptune on the 28th, which is a lot about the beauty and the direction and the Venus and working towards making your dream come true. Neptune, of course, is in Pisces, the sign of dreams. Mars is taking action towards your dreams, trining it. It's a nice closing trine, wants to, you know, Scorpio trining Neptune wants to make the dream come true. So let's think back to when February of 2012, when Neptune went into Pisces, and we started to see the new dream. Now, for those of you who drink or drug or did drink or drug, that's a relapse aspect. So you do want to be careful on the 28th. There's an opportunity then to kind of slip into the bad old habits, because right behind it is Lilith and Poseidon. And so we want to kind of just be a little careful then, you know, double down on your AA meetings or whatever it is you do to stay sober, because then Mars trine Neptune can activate a yearning, a longing, and perhaps a bit of sadness. Jupiter this week has a square to the nodes. That's exciting. He's getting us to make a choice. Square is exact this week, today. But as it's been building, it's been coming in and saying, make a choice. And Jupiter in Scorpio on the world axis is squaring the nodes on the world axis. The choices that we make now are really, really important. And in honoring our own sovereignty, that we are the captain of our life. What is it we want to build? What do we want to create? And there's a somberness with the Capricorn planets. There's a visionary component with Mercury and Sag saying to you, well, what do you want? You know, you got to tell me if you want it. Like, you know, I can't read minds. And then with Jupiter squaring the nodes, it's a sense of over or under. And I would encourage you to go towards over, go towards what you love. Don't go towards the under and the deprivation. But there can be a sense, because Jupiter's in Scorpio on the world axis, of overwhelm. So what you want to do, like I got asked about something yesterday, and I said, oh, that sounds fabulous. And then I immediately started thinking, ooh, well, and I have this to do and that to do and this to do and You know, like, and I know me, I can overcommit, and I don't want to underdeliver, right? So then I kind of thought, well, let me think about it. And of course, now I'm looking at this aspect going, well, there it is, Jupiter square the nodes. Being aware of being asked to commit to stuff, there may be other stuff you need to let go of. There may be other stuff you need to release your connection on. And that's part of the deal. Jupiter also is sextile to Lilith on the 29th, which invites us to look and say, where do we want to practice what we do? And it's not selfish to say, you know, I don't really have time for that with you, although I think it's a fabulous idea and I'd love to do it. I don't know how I would fit it in, because Lilith is also talking to Jupiter and saying, you know, be aware of what you want to commit to and how committed you want to be to things right now. Saturn has a square to the, has a hard angle to the nodes on the 26th. So Jupiter says overabundance on the 24th. Saturn says not on the 26th. He's also on the world axis, and he's also aspecting the nodes. And he's saying to the north node, I know this is something that's important and of value to you, but is this the best use of your time? Because Saturn's about time. And you may find that there's a part of you that wants to retrench a bit, you know, and back up a bit and say, okay, you know, what does that do? I know with me, this was like, I make little notes. You know, you have these computer phones, right? And I make little notes in the phones. And then I completely forget them. I'm a paper girl. So what I did this last order from Staples, I got myself a little book that I'm going to write stuff down in because I miss the writing in the book. And I get the phone, and I love the phone, but, it goes in the phone, and it's been written, and it hasn't been done. So the book where I can cross it off. Saturn aspecting the nodes of fate wants you to structure Saturn in concrete terms, Capricorn, the sign of the rock, what you want to actually do as he aspects the north node. And then semi-squares the south node, what is causing you stress that maybe you shouldn't do or maybe you should change your relationship to. Doesn't mean you can't get rid of it. You can get rid of it. You might have to keep it, but you have to change your relationship to it. Uranus is in a semi-sextile aspect to Chiron, so there's an energy here of being a bit blindsided by things that are problematic. So Uranus is going to kind of take it a little bit on the chin from something emotional or sensitive or some kind of Chiron and Pisces energy. That's going to happen on December 29th. And then Neptune is sextile to Lilith, which pushes us into kind of a whole new reality with her. And Pluto is joined to her. So the two of them are both speaking. Now, I love Lilith. She's one of my favorite ones. She's Adam's first wife. She got kicked out because she didn't want to be subservient. She runs around and causes a little trouble. Whenever she's active in a chart, it's great to predict, ooh, there's an angry person in your life. And they go, Lilith can be a guy. It's not only a girl, but it's the angry taking advantage of energy, you know. So right now she's a little bit on the warpath, and she's not in the mood to be taken advantage of, which is, of course, interesting in light of the recent tax bill being signed. Then we have Vesta, which is all about renovating home and hearth and what's going on there and wanting to go deeper. So Vesta's entering the Cancer decant of Scorpio. She's at 19, Scorpio goes into 22. So she's taking you back home again when she gets into the Cancer decant. She's like, we've been roaming the world. We've been out roaming around, seeing stuff. Now we're going back into Cancer. We're going to go back and figure out what nurtures us and what makes us feel happy and better and cared for. And so she has a number of aspects this week, all of which are designed to move you closer towards creating an environment that is nurturing to you. So you get in the theme of this week. We've got a lot of energy around initiation. We have a lot of energy around restarting. A lot of energy around, well, what's your vision of what it's going to be? And, of course, for many people, the holidays serve as kind of a marker. I know when I was younger and I used to run, you know, you'd be getting tired, right? And you'd look ahead and you go, okay, I'm going to run to the bench. And then you get to the bench and you go, okay, the bench. Now I'm going to run to the tree. And you go, you get to the tree. And then you get to the tree and you look around. You go, okay, I'm going to run to the next bench. This is when I'm running along the FDR Drive because there's benches and trees. And they're like little markers, right? So you run to the – and so Christmas was really set up kind of as the holiday bench or this – part of the year. Let me just get to the new year. So we got here. We're here. And the week between Thanksgiving, or not between Thanksgiving, the week between, see how, Mercury retrograde, the week between Christmas and New Year's, the world's a little slower, a little quieter, a little less run, crazy. I mean, my office is closed. I'm getting painted, so we're going to be crazy, but we're not going to be crazy talking to clients. We're going to be crazy painting the walls. Our job with this energy is to take stock because the new year is coming, and it has a lot of Capricorn in it, which is how do you spend your time? How do you spend the time of your life? What's the reality you want to create? Jupiter was talking to us about the vision, right? And the vision and the relationships and partners. He entered Scorpio in the fall. Boom, goes all the men. Bad men falling, right? Pluto's going into the sign of Virgo soon, and he's going to fix some more stuff up. But for each of us in our own life, we're being asked, where do we want to rededicate our life, our work, our focus? What's most essential, most important? At any rate, that's it. The show's over. British Lady spoke. Wishing you all a Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you next year before the new year. In the meantime, feel free to sign up for the Saturn in Capricorn webinar. You don't have to listen to it. You can get it mailed to you and listen to it at your leisure when you get a little bit more time next week. Or you can join me on Thursday night, the 28th, and having a wonderful, wonderful holiday season with your family, your loved ones, and blessings to all. Take care. Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.